Today's three movements from Bach's St. Matthew Passion cover what one imagines must have been the most tortuous part of the Passion story, the crucifixion itself. Words conveying unspeakable pain are sung with intensity as recitative by the evangelist, who takes us in our minds to Golgotha. Apparently, because of its appearance, that particular hill was known as Bald Head or the Skull, because it vaguely resembled a head or a human skull. Although we no longer know precisely where this hill was located, it was outside Jerusalem's city walls, most likely along a pilgrimage route, a place where Roman soldiers repeatedly staged public crucifixions as warnings to everyone passing by, don't mess with Rome. Jesus was offered the traditional painkiller of gall, possibly myrrh, and sour wine, but he refused to drink it. Some analysts conjecture that Jesus wished to endure the full extent of the pain. Once on the cross, the prisoner's clothing was divided by the soldiers as spoils, something to sell to supplement their meager wages. And then it was a waiting game, waiting until dehydration, loss of muscle control, and finally suffocation concluded the ordeal. During the painful hours of waiting, people from the temple came all the way out of the city to see the spectacle and taunt Jesus. The King of the Jews, to think of oneself as king, was treason in Roman Empire. The crowd's taunting was cruel. The alto's recitative invites us to reflect on the very notion that the Lord of glory, the creator of heaven and earth, should die so unfairly, so wretchedly. For the alto's three-minute aria, the soloist and the two old-fashioned and somewhat rough-sounding outdoor hunting oboes, oboes da caccia, were placed in the main organ loft at the back of the St. Thomas Kirche, and choir two answered from the second organ loft a little on the side. Choir two only sings the word where, but this is in answer to the alto's invitation, couched in the sentimental devotional language which meant so much to Christians in earlier times. See, Jesus has stretched out his hands. Well, Jesus is crucified. He has stretched out his hands in order to embrace us. Come. And the second choir quietly asks, where? Come to Jesus' arms. Live, die, and rest here, you forsaken chicks. The image of the chicks recalls Jesus' words earlier that week. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing.
Schädelstädt, haben sie die Messe zu trinken mit Gallen vermischt. Und daher schmeckte, wollte es nicht trinken. Da sie ihn aber gekreuziget hatten, teilten sie seine Kleider und wurfen das Los darum, auf das erfüllet würde, das gesagt ist durch den Propheten. Sie haben meine Kleider unter sich geteilt und über mein Gewand haben sie das Los geworfen. Und sie saßen also
thank you. verschrieben, nämlich, dies ist Jesus, der jeden König, und da wurden zehn Mörder mit ihm gekreuzigt, eine zur Rechten und eine zur Linken. Die aber vorübergingen, lästeten ihn und schändeten ihre Köpfe und sprachen,
Der Boden kann mein Gott, das ist der Boden, der Boden ist der Boden.